Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is William Lawson, and welcome to Fight Back 2020. It's kind of an abbreviated event, but I wanted to get one in, a live one in for Friday, because something is happening on Monday that we are going to talk about again. Florida teachers are preparing. They're preparing this weekend. They're getting all their flyers, they're getting all their signs, they're getting all their T-shirts together. They're headed to Tallahassee, the state capital, to lobby lawmakers for what they say is more money for education. More money that'll benefit students, but ostensibly what they're doing is going there to lobby for pay increases for themselves. You know what? And I'd be fine if that's what they would say they were doing. But it's always, we're doing this for the kids, we're doing this for students, because we care. It's always wrapped in that. I mean, the stinky fish is always wrapped in that news wrap. But they're headed there. So I always go, well, let's look at some numbers. Let's see what we got. You know, it's a pretty unpopular opinion that I hold that says that that teachers, and even teachers in Florida, do pretty well. It's a very extremely unpopular viewpoint that I have, because the narrative that teachers and teachers union want you to have is that teachers are might as well be living communally somewhere, and teachers are most teachers are homeless and living in their cars and have no money and are, you know what, eating at school because that's the only meal they're going to eat that day. And this is not really what's happening at all. You know, my thing is, can we talk about what's happening for real? Now, the numbers that I have now are not numbers that are recent. So they're lower than they are currently. In 2018, 2 years ago, in Florida, there were 174,184 teachers. It's a huge workforce, first of all, and that's something that doesn't get talked about. It's a monstrous workforce. My guess is that there are not 170,000 electrical engineers in the state of Florida. So, because there are fewer of them, they can demand more money. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing that there are not 174,008 doctors in the state of Florida. And if nothing else, because of that, they can demand more money. When you have that many people in your profession, in your pool, the natural economic is that you're going to make less money. And if you add that you are not creating a sellable product that you can improve upon, that you can control anything about it economically, because your job is to educate, you're sort of stuck in a situation where you have to depend on the kindness of strangers for your salary, don't you? And when that's the case, it makes it very difficult at the onset to have salaries that are commensurate with electrical engineers and attorneys and the people that you graduated with, people who work in IT and the like. You know, it makes it difficult. So you can't compare them. You can't. How many NFL football players are there? Let's find out. How many NFL players are there? I'm typing, you can tell, right? All right, so we're going to find out how many total players are there in the league. I can guarantee you there's not 100,000. There are, let's see here. They are, it's 53 times 32. And I was hoping for a number. 53, oh, I'm down, I got the wrong thing. But that's a lot less, obviously. Obviously, there's a whole bunch less than 174,000. So, I mean, it is just common, really, that there still is a lot more players. There are only 1,696 NFL players on the roster at any given time, if all the rosters are full. There's only 1,600 people basically in the world who are doing that job. That's it. Now, we can attach importance to it if you want. It's entertainment. It's not anything more than that. It's entertainment. But there's only 1,600 people doing it. A percentage, a 1% of the people who are teaching in the state of Florida. Okay. So it just makes sense, because of the number of people who are doing that job, that they're going to be able to demand more. Now, is there something that we can do about that, about the number of people who are in? Nothing we can do about it. But that's your first situation. That's your first situation. Now, we're going to go to some of the smaller Florida counties. I want to start with a county that I sat at the table to long years ago and spoke to them, because they were recruiting black teachers in this county because they had a very low amount of black teachers. Now, this county has gotten a bunch bigger. This county is Bay County. Bay County has 1,805 teachers as of 2018, had 1,805 teachers. The average salary of those teachers is $43,938.34. That's the average salary. Average meaning half the people make more than that. Think about that. Half of the people, over 900 some odd people, make more than that. And then you have the rest who probably don't make much more, much less than that, but they make less a year. In Bay, you know what, in Bay County, where the cost of living is fairly low. So, frankly, the people in Bay County probably, you know, teachers in Bay County probably live pretty good because of where they live. Now, the flip side of that coin is in Dade County, on the other end of the state, there are 19,501 teachers, at least there was in 2018. And the average salary is $51,155.76. Which is not incredible by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a heck of a lot more than their teachers are teaching in Bay County. And they're teaching the same curriculum. They are under the same duress. They are under the same testing, and we'll talk about testing later. They're under the same conditions that you have to teach in Duval County and Dade County and Bay County. They are still Florida public teachers. The only difference is that they live day to day by the whims of the Bay County School Board and not the Dade County School Board. So, in Dade County, you probably don't live as well as the teachers who chosen to live and teach in Bay County. I want to get to some even smaller counties. Dade County is the largest county. Let's get down to Franklin County, another county in the Panhandle. 89 teachers in 2018. 89 teachers. Their average salary in Franklin County is $40,486.80. Again, you ain't knocking the world over. You ain't pocketing mad cash at 40 grand a year. understood. But from where you live in Franklin County in the state of Florida, and you know what, a rural county in the panhandle, you're not doing bad. You're doing as well as most everybody else in that county. Better than most. Better than most. Now, in the county I live in Hillsborough. Hillsborough has 14,000, had anyway, as of January 2018, 14,357 teachers. The average pay is $49,910.18. $90 away from $50,000. Now, I'll tell you, I live here. $50,000 ain't a lot of money. $50,000 a year doesn't send you on a Disney vacation every year with a family of four. It doesn't. $50,000 doesn't send you on a Carnival cruise in your 3 months off for summer every year. It most certainly does not. It does not guarantee that your second car is going to be a Land Rover or an H2. It does not. It does not, $50,000 does not guarantee that you will live in a gated neighborhood. It does not. It doesn't even guarantee that you might not have to, in the summertime, pick up a second job, tutoring, or something. It does not. Understood. Believe me. Before people get all pissed off, because I know I've got people listening from a certain Facebook group who love to hate on me whenever I bring this up. I get it. Why do I get it? Because I've done it. I know. But we have to keep perspective as to what we are dealing with. Because I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask some serious questions to teachers about salary and when they took the job. And why they took the job. And where's the money come from? And where's any new money going to come from? We'll be back right after these messages. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world's story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. Welcome back. Welcome back to Fightback 2020. Fightback 2020 is a production of Fightback Media Radio Network. You can learn more about Fightback Media Radio Network at fightbackmedia.com. Fightbackmedia.com. We also produce a morning program called The Morning Report. And The Morning Report is on all the places that you can get podcasts. We're everywhere. Everywhere. Savoir Faire is we are everywhere. We want to be everywhere. We want to be everywhere that you are. We want to make it easy for you to reach over and go, oh, there it is. We don't want you to be too far away from it. We want you to be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We want to be on Spotify. We want to be on Deezer. We want to be on Castbox. We want to be everywhere where you are. Everywhere where you are. So you can check us out then. Me and my friend Paul Swanson. Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report, Swansen, because it's Swedish, and Paul is a Swedish guy, so you want to check that out for sure. All right, we were talking about the Florida teachers are preparing this weekend. They're getting their lunch boxes together, and they're getting all their pens and pencils, and they're passing all their talking points, and they're mapping out which of the senators and which of the House representative people, especially the Republicans, are going to go and see, and they're going to be out in their office, and they're going to sing, and they're getting all their chants together, and they're going to sing songs, and they're going to have this really emotional, cathartic experience, because this is what they do. No one's talking reason. No one's talking, can we really be honest about where we are in this conversation, and where's the money come from? Most, if not all, salaries for public school teachers come from property taxes inside the county they're in, or school district they're in. In Florida, we're set up in counties. So school districts seem to be larger. That's how you can have a school district, if you're listening, that has 19,000 teachers. You're like, what the hell? How many? Think about it. Let me help you. Hillsborough County that had, I don't know, 14,000 teachers, I said, or something like that, is the seventh largest school district in the country. There are 27, soon to be 28 high schools. Every high school has over 2,000 kids. There are 50 middle schools, 50 plus middle schools, 140 elementary schools, plus all sorts of other specialty schools. The Hillsborough County School District is the largest employer in the county, far and away. Far and away. So, it's not like we don't divide up like other places, but still, most of the teacher salaries come from property taxes in the counties they're in, which is why there is the disparity of salaries. That's why there is disparity of salaries. That's why 2 years ago in 2019 in Escambia County, the average salary was $44,000. And in Gilchrist County with 151 teachers, wait, there's fewer teachers and the salaries went up. $58,000. What did I just say? In Escambia, there's 2,600 teachers. The average salary was $44,000. And in Gilchrist County, There's only 151 teachers. The average salary is 58. Well, yeah, of course it is, because everybody gets paid about the same. I mean, to be honest with you, let's see. I saw a lower one. Madison County, which is just two counties from the state capital. There's Madison, and then there's Jefferson, and then there's Leon. As we move from east to west, Madison, you see it in your head. Next county over, bop. Jefferson, And I'll look at their salaries too, because they have to be similar, because the population in Madison and Jefferson County are extremely similar. The number of schools is similar. Jefferson County has one high school. Let's see, Jefferson. I know the alphabet. I do. Yeah, Jefferson has 53 teachers in the entire county, and the average salary is $41,000. Well, Madison has 175 teachers, and the average salary is lower, $39,000. It indeed, no, I was going to say they may have the lowest salary, average salary in the state, but I think that may be Holmes. With 315 teachers, $34,000 is what I can just see as I'm scrolling. And let's see, I think, or the UF Lab School that only has 67,000 teachers, the average salary there is $39,000, and I think it's because we're the people who aren't really finished yet. I'm thinking that might be it. But in any case, so a lot of this has to do with property taxes and the property taxes of the county that you're living in. Some counties have higher property taxes because the property is worth for any number of reasons. One of them being that the property is worth more. So property taxes in Dade County, Miami, Broward County, Fort Lauderdale are going to be a lot more expensive than in Bay County or in Jefferson County or in Madison County or in Polk or Pasco, even in, you know, maybe, especially in parts of the county, right? So this is part of the dynamic. So going to the state, so the state can mandate, can basically write a check to your county. And you could use some of that money, so the county could use some of that money to pay you more on an ongoing basis. Seems like not the way to go. For me, seems like not the way to go. Now, I'm going to interject a question that we're not going to explore today, but I want you to explore. In this country, generally, is it stagnating wages, or is it the devaluation of the dollar due to activity by the Fed, the Federal Reserve, that is causing our problem? Or is it a perfect storm of both? Just wanted to toss that out there. You guys can chew on. Some of y'all can chew on that. But this idea that this money is all equal and everybody should get the same is something that, first of all, has really never happened, and isn't going to happen now. The state's not going to be able to come in and be the great equalizer, nor should it. Because you can't have, and I'm going to say this, because you cannot have things both ways. You cannot have, I didn't want to hop in this now, you cannot have the state demand what everyone is calling high stakes, and I did the air quotes for high stakes testing, and make how much money you get paid dependent on the performance of your students. If you don't want that, then you can't expect the state to say to come in out of the, quote, goodness, and those are big, huge air quotes, goodness of their heart, and because it's the right thing to do, and equalize everybody's pay. What is, other than the emotional aspect, of you being a teacher in, actually, instead of Florida or anywhere really, that you would deserve, that you could throw on the table and say, because I do this, because we do this, we add this to this monetary thing, and thus we deserve a bigger piece of the taxpayer pie, other than some emotional appeal. I've not been able to get any teacher that I've ever met to give me a non-emotional appeal, because it's the only appeal they have. I get, you know, and again, I get it. I've done the job. I know that the job can suck. And let me help some of y'all teachers who think that if you got paid more, the job wouldn't suck. Well, you know what? The job sucks, and it's going to suck whether you get paid $40,000 a year to do it or $80,000 a year to do it. It's still going to suck. Yeah, you're going to be able to go on a couple more cruises in your lifetime than you might have otherwise, maybe, because it's going to put you in a higher tax bracket. So maybe you get to go on one more cruise than you would have normally. But I'm going to tell you right now, the job still sucks, and it sucks because of what's happening where you live locally. If you're going to go to the state capitol on Monday and you're going to lobby, and you're going to lobby legislators, what you should lobby for is the following: no more unfunded mandates. Allow the local school boards to run the local school districts. No more state-sponsored final exams. All that should come from the local school district. All of it should come from the local school districts. No more state-approved curricula. No more state-approved textbooks. Every district should be able to pick their own textbook. And why do I say this? Because, hell, wait a minute. Wait. All the people working in those important positions have advanced degrees in education, but y'all can't figure out how to pick a damn textbook? I'm guessing you can. Most of y'all read. And if you're in a county where people don't read, you can get them to at least pick what the adjoining county picked or a big county somewhere else picked, right? Why do you need the state to do that? Why? How and because you'll be able to do this, you will be, again, how can you make more money? Well, you can't make more money because you don't make any money now. You can't increase profits, but you can increase profitability. Stop buying textbooks. Pick textbooks that you don't have to purchase. Have the districts pick, and this is the benefit of having the state not be involved, have the districts pick textbooks that you don't have to print, that you don't have to deliver, that you don't have to maintain, that you don't have to house. The extra money can go to salaries? Huh? The extra money can go to the salaries of not only the teachers, but the lunchroom people and the people who keep the building safe and clean and air-conditioned and on and on and on, right? Right? Textbooks have always been one of my things. I'm like, if we just start dealing with textbooks, you know, I've seen the textbook repository library here in Hillsborough County, and it is insanely ridiculous. It's this huge building with stacks and stacks and rows and shelves of textbooks. Some of them we're using and some of them we're not using anymore, but we still got them. And I think of the $1 billion that was pissed away. And not only the textbooks, but some of the ancillary material that had to be purchased with the textbooks. Not just the teacher's editions, but there's a whole bunch of ancillary material for most of those textbooks that you don't have to do anymore. I'm guessing there is probably some districts that can write their own textbook. Get together 10 math teachers in high school, figure out the curriculum, and write your own book. Put that book on a tablet. Put that book on your intranet. Not have a book where you had to print it. Depending on the number of students, hell, if you need a written textbook, you might go down to the Kinko's. Remember Kinko's? And get it copied, stapled, be creative. And you can have that creativity if you pull away from the teat of the larger entity. So imagine getting a $5,000 pay increase next year, and you didn't have to lobby, and you didn't have to get on a bus, and you didn't have to go to Tallahassee. It's because you just imagine, because your school district chose to do things differently and better. So there was extra money. Think about being able to feed more kids and free and reduce lunch and breakfast programs because you had done things better and done things differently in your school district. How about that? Think about being able to have more lab supplies and science because you had done things differently and done things better, and you had were able to save money because you were able to make deals inside your school district with suppliers that you can't do it because of the state mandates and the state contracts that a lot of times hold school districts back. People don't even realize some of these times that they hold school districts back. Think about the creativity that you'd be able to have in your curricula if you weren't tied to the larger entity, which is the state education system. What you should do, if you're going up there to lobby the state government, you should be going there and saying, let my people go. Not, oh, we need more money. Oh, we need to be more tied in. We need more of the same banal, awful treatment that you're giving us. What we need is less. This is a relationship that's not working. This relationship is not working. So you need to go lobby to get the hell out of this relationship. No more unfunded mandates. Find every unfunded mandate in the county that you're in and lobby. This is what you need to be doing this weekend. And lobby that these unfunded mandates either no longer be mandates, so your district doesn't have to do them, or they fund them. Period. No more good ideas that become rules for somebody else to pay for. No more of that. That's what you ought to be doing. I know you won't, because that's not how this is going to work out. But in any case, I had to say it. Anyway, thank you for coming to Fight Back 2020. We appreciate you. We really, really do. I'll have this. This is live today on Spreaker, and we'll go on to Spotify and countless other podcast sources. And I'm going to copy it and put it on Blog Talk Radio as well. So it's going to be there. It's going to be everywhere. By the end of the evening, it'll be friggin' everywhere. It'll be omnipresent. In any case, we got to get out of here maybe for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.